system is gridlocked on a response to climate change. People in the building behind us seem unable to understand it's a real issue and it requires real response now, in fact, preferably 20 years ago, but we can't go back in time. So let's stick with now. And that's why we're gathered today here in Canberra, in cities and locations around Australia. There's close to 10,000 of us this afternoon on Federation Mall in front of our Parliament House to say to our elected representatives, we want real action now. We want to stop the politicking. We want to stop politicising an issue that is one of the greatest moral challenges of our generation. We sit here at the beginning of this millennium and our children and our children's children will judge us, I think, in large part as a generation, on the adequacy of our response to global warming. My son Jesse is standing next to me today. He's 14, he walked, he cares about global warming. He doesn't vote yet, he's 4 years away from that, but when he does vote, he's going to be looking for people in that building behind us who are prepared to act in a way that's consistent with what the science requires. Jesse's dad has spent all of Jesse's life working on pathways to mitigating and adapting to climate change, to reducing the human-induced emissions. Jesse sat through countless discussions and conversations around our kitchen table with politicians, with activists, with scientists, with economists. Jesse knows that we need to act. Like anybody else of his generation in this country, Jesse understands the climate science. He's been taught it in school, not the contested, politicised version you hear in question time in the building behind us far too often, but the version that's actually grounded in the science. Jesse knows we need to act. Jesse knows we need to act now and decisively. He and his generation are baffled that the adults in his life and his country are unable to move forward and act as is required to secure a future for him and his friends. Our response to climate change must put sustainability above profit and the longer term above shorter term responses geared to political gains or profiteering. Our response to climate change must also acknowledge that its impacts are felt first and usually most by those who are the most disadvantaged and vulnerable in our communities. When we think climate change, we must think people. Specifically, we must think about the most vulnerable in our communities. We must plan for supports and assistance to help them transition to a low carbon, sustainable and safe future. Tuvalu is quite literally drowning. Large tracts of Bangladesh disappear every year in the floods that come down the rivers. The Himalayan glaciers are melting. That's going to impact Asia's capacity to access fresh water for its people for generations to come. Closer to home, frail older Australians living on the age pension can't afford to heat or cool their buildings to a comfortable level because they're living in fuel poverty. In part, that's because energy prices are rising by around 15% a year without pricing carbon. The government has promised to compensate low-income houses, and that's fantastic. That's going to make a real difference. But we need to increase the welfare payments so people can actually afford to transition to a low-carbon economy. If you're unemployed, if you're living on a parenting payment or a disability payment or the age pension, you are right to be concerned about how you're going to be able to respond adequately to global warming. In a market economy, of course we must price carbon. That's a no-brainer completely. But we've got to invest as well seriously as a nation in alternate energy sources. We must ensure that everybody moves with us into a just and sustainable future. Bill Dean, one of our past and most loved Governor Generals, once said, "The measure of a society can be seen in its treatment of its most vulnerable." Climate change is one of the most pressing moral challenges of our generation. Our response to it, as I said before, will tell our children and our children's children what we thought was important at this point, at the threshold of the new millennium. People or profit? For the integrity of the earth, for justice and for a safe and secure future, we need real climate action and we need it now.